fundraising, together on the pathway to progress. The PSP and CBD community has come out strong in support of our Pathway to Progress events, with 16 events organised so far and nearly 1,300 miles walked collectively. The community has already walked the entire Southwest Coast Path twice over. From local hills and scenic trails to international routes, walkers have so far raised over £31,000 for PSPA. Here are some of the moving and remarkable people who are powering our Pathway to Progress. For our mums, Natalie Kendall and her close friend, Carol Hannam, are walking in tribute to their mums. The friends, who have known each other for over 20 years, decided to take on the 22-mile circular walk of Cheltenham's Three Hills, as Natalie explains. Around 3 years ago, Carol's mum, Isabel, was diagnosed with CBD, and my mum, Helen, with PSP. It was incredibly strange, given how rare both diseases are. We've always loved walking and we decided to tackle the Cotswold Way in sections. During those walks, we talked about everything. Our mum's symptoms, our dad's experiences as carers. Sometimes we cried, sometimes we just hugged it out on a farm track. We both agreed that we felt helpless and decided then that we would try to raise money for PSPA. We're not daredevils, just two busy mums wanting to try to help. So we decided to do what we love and walk. We knew the walk would need to be a challenge, so we did some research and found a circular route of Cheltenham that takes in its three big hills, Crickley, Leckhampton and Cleeve. Walking 22 miles and three big hills seemed like a good level of challenge. We trained over a few months, battling cows, nettles and some serious inclines. We originally aimed to raise £500, then raised it to £1,500. By the day of the walk, we had hit over £2,000, which blew us away. At 6:30 a.m, we set off. The last 2 miles were a real push. Our feet were sore, our faces a little pink from the sun, and we were ready for a rest. We pushed through, kept on walking, and eventually clocked up 22 miles and reached our start point, which incidentally was a pub. So we happily sat with a pint of soda water each and a pint of craft ale. We were so proud of ourselves and had a real sense of achievement. What's more, knowing that our event qualified for the Pathway to Progress initiative and that our 22 miles would help toward that total really helped to make us feel part of something bigger, and that we were able to make a difference in our own small way. PSPA in particular, the local support group, has been a real help to our dads. Listening to the experience of others and sharing information about what support is on offer has been really helpful. Team Basements International Salt Path. From Australia to Belgium and Indonesia to the UK, Team Basement, a worldwide fan club of actor Jason Isaacs, took their support global. Inspired by Isaac's role in the film, the group decided to walk the 630 miles of the Southwest Coast Path from their own countries. In May, some of the team members were lucky enough to meet Jason in France to promote their walk for PSPA. Deb Green, one of the organisers, explains why they wanted to get involved. "We wanted to fundraise for Jason's birthday in June. When we saw his role in the Salt Path, it felt like the perfect cause to support. We all loved the book and we thought it would be nice to link our fundraising with the film release. We collected photos, shared our routes and encouraged one another. We even launched the walk in Metz, France, where some of us met Jason himself. It was a very fun way to work together to raise money and see each other's countries. We felt so welcomed by PSPA staff. Amber and Helen were wonderful. It reminded us that although this is a small charity, it's making a mighty difference. We were originally inspired by Jason's role in the film, but we were then driven by the hope PSPA gives to so many. We intend to remain in contact with PSPA to continue our support. We wanted to fundraise for Jason's birthday in June. When we saw his role in the Salt Path, it felt like the perfect cause to support." A 70th birthday to remember. Turning 70 this year, Leslie Ferrer wanted to do something that would make a difference to others. Alongside her husband David, she set out to walk 630 miles before the end of September. Inspired by the Salt Path and in tribute to her Aunt Beth, who was diagnosed with PSP last year. Their efforts have already raised over £14,000 toward their £15,000 target, with hopes of reaching even more by the time Leslie's birthday arrives later this autumn. Together, they've taken their challenge across borders and back, walking in multiple countries and locations, often joined by friends and family. Leslie said, "I wanted to mark this milestone with something meaningful. When I heard about the Salt Path walk, it just felt absolutely right. Luckily, my husband David agreed, as he is doing the walking with me. It is such an original way of raising money, and it was really inspirational. It felt right in every way for me. I have some incredibly generous friends who understood what I was doing and why. I think they think if I'm mad enough to walk 630 miles, then they should support it. I'm also trying to do some of the walk with some of my close friends and family. I hope it helps raise awareness of PSP, and it's nice to get my friends involved. So little is known about PSP. Anything I can do to fund research and help others avoid this hardship, well, it's worth every step. Thank you. Every person who has walked, donated, or supported Pathway to Progress is part of something bigger, a growing, determined movement that's stepping up to raise awareness and fund hope. So little is known about PSP. Anything I can do to fund research and help others avoid this hardship, well, it's worth every step. Still time to join the journey. Pathway to Progress is continuing through 2025, and there's still time to get involved, whether it's a short family stroll, a long-distance hike, or an international adventure. Every mile counts. Scan the QR code or visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/pathway-2-progress.